For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Vigils are being held for the victims of a mass shooting in a Pittsburgh synagogue. 11 people were killed and 6 people were injured when officials say 48-year-old Robert Bowers walked into the Tree of Life synagogue and opened fire. They say he had an assault rifle and 3 handguns with him. Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf.
We simply cannot accept this violence as a normal part of American life. These senseless acts of violence are not who we are as Pennsylvanians. They're not who we are as Americans.
President Trump says things might have been different if the synagogue had had some kind of protection from an armed guard. He says all churches should have that type of protection. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you want a more honest media? Hello. My name is Robert Farrow, and I've grown tired of shadow banning, censorship, and one-sided reporting from today's news and social media companies. That's why my team created RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number 2, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com. It's the only place where you'll get all the news. It's usually one click to join, so check us out today. RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number 2, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com.
Several thousand Central American migrants voted overwhelmingly to push on into Mexico, rejecting President Enrique Peña Nieto's proposal to give them temporary benefits if they applied for refugee status there. But more than 1,700 have applied for it, while hundreds of others have accepted bus rides home. DHS Secretary Kirsten Nielsen.
In the days to come, we will be making announcements on additional measures that we are looking at within our legal construct to ensure that this is an orderly process and that those who have no right to be in our country are able to be apprehended quickly and removed.
USA's Rick Vincent has a story on holiday ice cream.
Bluebell ice cream introduces a new flavor created specifically for the holidays, peppermint bark. According to a tweet from the company's official Twitter account, it's a mint ice cream with white and dark chocolate chunks, and the white chocolate contains crushed peppermint candies. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
According to a new government report, America's volcanoes pose a significant threat. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
The report by the United States Geological Survey says there are over 160 active volcanoes in the United States. And it says 18 of them are considered a high threat because of what's been happening inside them in recent times and their proximity to population centers. The most dangerous is Hawaii's Kilauea, according to the report. It notes that it had a big eruption just this year. But also making the top five are Mount St. Helens and Mount Rainier in Washington, Redoubt Volcano near Anchorage, Alaska, and Mount Shasta in California. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
In November, voters in California will have the opportunity to repeal the gas tax increases that were promised to be used for road and infrastructure repairs. John Clemens has more.
California Proposition 6 would repeal those taxes, requiring voter approval for future increases. According to Dr. Merrill Matthews of the Institute for Policy Innovation, most of that money last year went elsewhere.
California takes that gasoline tax money and then redirects it to other projects, sometimes to mass transit, but oftentimes to other things that are just for general purposes. And then they come back and complain, we don't have enough money to fix the roads, we've got to raise the gasoline tax again.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.